breakdown, baby.
All right, there is no way you can or would want to watch all of the junk that people share with you on Facebook every day. That's why we have Sean Ramesfaran. He hangs five for us every week with the Friday Five, the five online things that you should check out. This is curated, people. It's a time saver. Sean, welcome.
Hey, Todd, how are you?
Sean is the host of the podcast Sideshow, which comes to you from the same people who make the program Studio 360. Sean, great to have you here.
Great to be here.
All right, let's start with number one.
One.
Charlie XCX dropped this music video this week for her song Famous.
I'm a huge fan of Eric Wareheim and his partner, Tim Heidecker. Mm-hmm. They make crazy stuff. Some of it's cringeworthy. How's this?
Indeed. The song's very poppy. The video's seemingly very poppy, but then quickly goes to a bizarre and dark and sort of weird but on-point place, as most of their stuff does. It sort of ends up skewering, like, internet culture, emojis, selfies, selfie sticks, YouTube itself, and ironically, it debuted at the YouTube Music Awards this week. But it's worth 3 minutes of your time for sure.
Eric Wareheim usually is. Now, speaking of YouTube, which means Google.
Yes.
This is number two.
Two.
According to Wired, a reporter at the Daily Dot this week sent Google/YouTube a press inquiry. And Google/YouTube responded using an animated GIF of a 6-year-old looking girl going like, shrugging her shoulders, waving her hands in the air, saying, I don't know. And that's maybe uncomfortable from Google, you know, that controls our phones, our email, our internet, our everything.
Got a question? Figure it out.
Do it yourself.
All right, number three.
Three.
Number three, you can learn a lot about a movie by watching its first and final frames, especially next to each other. Something I didn't know until a Vimeo user named Jacob T. Swinney juxtaposed a bunch of the first and final frames of movies this week for us. Everything from 2001 A Space Odyssey to The Master to Boyhood.
Talk to me.
Some of them are super revealing, like The Usual Suspect.
He's gone.
The first thing it reveals is how much thought goes into the first and final frames of a movie.
That's so cool.
It's awesome. 5 minutes of your time. Great way to spend it. I hope it's a franchise. I hope this is the first of many.
I'm on it. Number four.
Four.
Speaking of franchises, the 7th Fast and Furious movie comes out next week.
Oh, thank God.
It don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning's winning.
And Vin Diesel gave this amazing interview to Variety. I think if you get the print version, it's their cover story. But it circulated a lot online because he says incredibly ridiculous things. And here's the one that I want to share with you. And I'll try and do my best Vin Diesel here. It will probably win Best Picture at the Oscars, unless the Oscars don't want to be relevant ever. He said that about Furious 7.
I feel like Vin Diesel is here in the studio with me. It's amazing.
I am Groot.
Yo, what's up with your boy?
Okay, number five.
Five?
2 weeks ago, I came to John here to I presented him with a mashup of the Seinfeld theme song, that slap-heavy bass thing, with Limp Bizkit's Break Stuff. He was scared. I played it for him.
Just
and
one
came
of those days, I remember.
Yes, indeed. And then last week, I came to him with the new Kendrick Lamar album and said, this is revelatory, and there's this amazing song called King Kunta. And of course, this week, we have the Seinfeld slap bass heavy theme song and Kendrick Lamar. They've been mashed together. It's like full circle.
It's a trilogy. Sean Ramesfaran, in the future, all of our music will be mashed up with Seinfeld.
I think so.
This is where we're headed.
We're calling it the Jerry Roll up at Studio 360, like the Rick Roll. This is a thing. We found like at least 6 or 7 examples. It's apparently just a new, wonderful thing that the internet loves to do.
Next, Gregorian Chants, matched with a Jerry Roll. I can't wait either. Sean Ramesfaran is host of Sideshow from Studio 360. He joins us every week with his beautifully curated Friday Five. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.